Ladies and gentlemen, I am at the District Theater in Gilroy, California for Ugwa's Side Hustle Wrestling with Loverboy Leo. Leo, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing great, brother. Appreciate you for having me on the show.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. I'm all about people telling their stories. So let's start with it, man. You trained at East Bay Pro Wrestling. You had a match there last night. What made you choose to train there?
So I kind of want to talk a little bit, or to get into it, I talk about like how I got into wrestling,
yeah.
Which was me and my brother. I think we were just watching like some pay-per-view one day. We both sat just watching the whole thing. We were quiet the whole way through. And at one point he asked me, he was like, hey, are you trying to train to become a wrestler? So we're like, yeah, let's do it. We started looking into different schools in the area, and we came across East Bay. We called the guy. His name was Maynard Skinner, and he was putting us on, bro. He was like, yeah, we have trainings on these days. We'd love to have you guys come out. We went there, took a couple rolls, and I just never looked back, dog. Fell in love with the sport, like, right there.
So when exactly was that? Was it, like, 2 years ago,
ago? That was a year ago. July 11th was my first day, 2021, okay. July 11th.
Okay. That's what's up, man. I remember I started going to East Bay, like, when shows first started happening again here, you know, like, June or July of that year.
Yeah.
So that's what's up, man. And so you've been wrestling for about a year, right?
Yeah, so I've been training for more than a year. Okay. I only debuted in May
of this
year.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
May 14th
was the
debut.
Awesome. So how did the Loverboy persona come to be? Like, was there something else that you wanted to do? Did you want to be like a dastardly heel like Triple H or something? Or were you just like, this works for me, let's do it?
It's hella funny, bro, because like Loverboy is kind of just the name that I put to my personality.
Okay.
It's not necessarily a character, but how it came to be was I was spending way too much time. I'm trying to think of like a real face character. Like, if I'm going to be a good person, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? I wanted to be named Citra Lee.
Okay, what was that?
I don't know. It just sounded cool.
Okay.
And then I was on TikTok one day, and then I heard an audio talking about, oh, bro, who got you smiling like that? And then the song played, Lover Boy by AWOL, you know, kill the lie, so baby, close your eyes. I heard it, bro, and I was what's
that
the name?
Is that the theme song?
That's the name of the song. It's called Lover Boy.
I'm saying, is that your theme song?
That's my theme song, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. And that, yeah, just I found it on TikTok, and I saw the word Lover Boy. I'm like, that's the one. That's the one. I had my credit card. I was just banging on the table.
There you go. Eventually, Lover Boy will become Lover Man, or turn into Val Venus or some shit like that. Oh, you got it with the brows. So your first match was in May. How did that first match go? Who'd you work?
It was a really good match. I worked the wild card, Bryson Andrews.
Okay.
Yeah, he trained at VF3 in East Bay as well. He was actually a really good guy to work with. I just couldn't pull the victory.
Okay.
He was a little sneakier than me. So.
Got you. So, I mean, have you watched your first match back?
I did, okay. And I watched it back for about like 3-4 weeks.
Okay.
Just to see what I could have done better, everything.
What would you have done differently?
What would I have done differently? Probably just take my time.
Okay.
I feel like there were some parts in there that I rushed a little bit, and he capitalized on me, so that's
all
it was.
Got you. So, I mean, you've worked East Bay, you've worked Ugwa. Where else have you worked?
East Bay, Ugwa. I did the Taco and Margarita Festival in San Jose. That was at the SAP Center.
Yeah, that's right. I was there for that.
Yeah, and I worked Big Toco's Kickback.
Yes, sir.
I answered the call. I answered Levi Shapiro's open challenge.
I got to call that. That was fun, man. That was really fun.
Yeah.
Walking out with the Freddie Mercury jacket and all.
You know the jacket.
Yeah.
Can you believe that there's a lot of people that day? They're like, hey, Michael Jackson.
I was under the influence. I said Michael Jackson at first, but
oh, you did. But you know what?
Rick Luxury, he corrected me very quickly. I'm like, yeah, Michael didn't have a yellow one. What the fuck was I talking about?
The red. Michael had the red.
Always had the red and the black. Yes, sir. Oh, you said Jerry got you that jacket, right?
He did, like 3-4 years ago. He was like, I bet you won't wear it to the premiere of Bohemian Rhapsody. I said,
it's a great look, man. It makes a great ring jacket, and it's a great ensemble.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The good thing, too, is that it would just be an entrance jacket.
Yeah.
Because that thing is hot. Can I cuss on this?
Yeah.
That motherfucker get hot. That motherfucker get hot.
I believe it, brother. I believe
Topeka.
It. So what are some short-term goals you have in wrestling? Like, what do you want to accomplish within, like, the next couple months?
Next couple months? So I'll toot my horn a little bit. and only a little bit just to keep myself humble. I feel like my progress in wrestling so far, since my debut all the way up to now, it's just been phenomenal. So I definitely want to start taking on bigger names. I want to start calling out bigger talent.
Okay.
There's one that I'm still working on. I'm not going to call him out within the next couple months, but Gino Medina.
Okay.
I would love to wrestle him around here. I mean, what's his name? Olumide.
Okay.
He's a big guy. He took on Jordan Cruz at the
Coker. Yeah.
Olumide Coker. I would love to wrestle that guy. Dude,
he has a great look, great presentation about himself.
That dude's chiseled.
There you go.
No, I'm not. He's handsome.
Very, very handsome individual. So, yeah. So what are some long-term goals, man? Like, in the next couple years? Or, I guess, the generic five-year plan question.
Five-year plan. Within those 5 years, I mean, I'd like to be either at the E or AEW. Signed somewhere. Because I know it's not just those two major promotions.
There's Impact, MLW,
New Japan, you know what I'm saying? NWA. Love to be on any of them, really. But, I mean, the goal to fulfill my childhood dream, that way I could tell that little 11-year-old to chill out, would be to get to WWE, bro.
Absolutely, man. WWE times have changed. That's more realistic now more than ever. Absolutely. So now this is the rapid-fire portion of the interview. So I'm asking you a question. Just let it rip. Favorite wrestler of all time?
Triple H.
Why?
The dude is a savage. He knows what he's doing. Ring general. He's a great storyteller. He could be the worst heel that you've ever seen. Like, you could literally hate him. Or if he needs to, be a face, you could fall in love with him right there.
A true definition of the game and the cerebral assassin.
The game, bro.
Love it.
The game.
Love Triple H. Favorite finisher of all time?
RKO.
RKO.
Short, sweet, lethal. When you see it coming, it's over.
Man, you haven't lived until you've hit somebody with an RKO legit out of nowhere.
That's truth. And I haven't even done it yet, people. I got to do it still. Maybe I practice.
Favorite match of all time?
Favorite match of all time. Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, Halloween Havoc.
97?
97. Yes. And yes, I know the ending. Okay, reverse that Razor's Edge Gory Bomb special into the Hurricanrana. Get the pin, hook the leg. That's it. It's a good question that some wrestlers like to ask the newer people. And it's like, what's your favorite match? They'll say miscellaneous, right? And they're like, all right, what's the finish?
Ooh.
Stump them.
Oh,
I got stumped once before, and I just felt horrible.
I've never heard of that. Jesus Christ.
That's how you keep them on the toes.
Dang. If somebody asked me that, I don't know if I'd be stumped.
What's your favorite match of all time?
WrestleMania 25, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels.
What was the finish?
Michaels goes for a moonsault off the top rope. Taker catches him. Boom. Tombstone.
That was it, yeah. Look at that.
There we go.
Look at that.
I passed.
No pressure.
Love it. Favorite song on the workout playlist?
Favorite song on the workout playlist.
Favorite song, favorite artist, genre. We gotta pull out the phone.
I got to pull out the cellular device. Cause it's on my heavy rotation. Where's my music? Here it is. This is a lot of music to look through.
Oh Jesus!
I don't wanna. This is just a playlist too.
Are you have like a favorite artist that's on there?
Nah, I'm a musician, so I just love music. I listen to everything, bro. It's all there. You know what? I'm gonna give you just a random song on here. We're going to give you Enemy featuring J.I.D. by Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
So if you've seen Arcane on Netflix, that's where that's from.
All right. I mess with Imagine Dragons. Big radioactive guy. All right, last up, Hot Tub Time Machine. If Nuck Nuck's on the mic. Hot Tub Time Machine. If you could travel back in time to any match in history, what would it be? Any match or show, what would it be and why?
Clash at the Castle or SummerSlam. What year was that? I want to say it was 98 or 97 with it was British Bulldog versus Bret Hart for the Intercontinental.
Oh, 92. SummerSlam 92 and Wembley.
I got my years wrong. Sorry.
Hi, what I'm was the finish? No, I'm just playing.
He's going for the sunset, and then Bulldog countered.
There you
come on, dog.
There we
come
go.
On,
there
bro.
We go.
You can't get me, but yeah, just those crowds, dog.
Yeah.
You heard? Did you watch Clash at the Castle?
Oh, of course.
European crowds.
I guess
bro.
That's a goal for you to work Europe and kind of experience that.
I want to work in Texas.
Oh, really?
Europe, Japan.
Why Texas?
The fans know wrestling. Wrestling is a cult, is a Texas culture.
Yeah, you know what? I lived in Texas for a year and a half. Never went to a show out there.
Nothing, not reality of wrestling.
Only went to like W. I lived
not
in Dallas,
New Texas, bro. Oh,
I lived in Dallas. Okay. Only went to like WWE when they came to town. That was it. I never got to experience the indies out there, and I hate that.
Damn.
Hey, man, if you get booked in Texas, let me know. Well, I'll make that trip with you, brother.
I got you. I'm really trying to work on reality of wrestling, bro.
Me, oh,
Booker
yeah.
T, work all the tremendous talent out there because they're so technical.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
That'd be great, brother.
I'm saying,
Leo, man, I love talking to you, bro. I'm a fan. Let the people know where they can find you, brother.
Where you can find me on social media, I am Loverboy Leo on Instagram. There's an underscore at the end because some other dude took the name and I can't get it. Twitter, Loverboy Leo underscore PW, or it might not be an underscore. I gotta check them later. But Loverboy Leo, you search it, you're gonna find me, baby, the one and only, the loveliest, biggest heart.
Loverboy Leo, everybody.